Welcome to IELTS.net, podcast how to master IELTS speaking, describing a person who shaped your career or education. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I'm here to guide you through one of the most common topics in the IELTS speaking test, describing a person who has shaped your career or education. This topic frequently appears in part 2 of the speaking test and can also lead to follow-up questions in part 3. Let's dive into how you can excel in this task and boost your IELTS speaking score. Understanding the task. The task, describe a person who has shaped your career or education, requires you to talk about someone who has had a significant impact on your professional or academic journey. This could be a teacher, mentor, family member, or even a public figure who inspired you. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While this topic is more likely to appear in Part 2, the examiner might ask related questions in Part 1 to warm you up. Here are some potential questions. Do you have any role models? Who has been the most influential person in your life? How important are mentors in a person's career? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you have any role models? Candidate, yes, I do. My main role model is my high school math teacher. She was really good at explaining difficult concepts and made math interesting for me. Absolutely. I'd say my most significant role model is my former high school mathematics teacher, Mrs. Johnson. Her innovative teaching methods and passion for the subject not only made complex mathematical concepts accessible, but also ignited my own enthusiasm for the field. She exemplified how a dedicated educator can profoundly influence a student's academic journey and future career choices. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a person who has shaped your career or education. You should say who this person is, how you know this person, what this person did, and explain how this person influenced your career or education. Sample answer, band 6-7. The person who has significantly shaped my education is my high school English teacher, Mr. Smith. I met him when I was 15 years old, in my first year of high school. He taught English literature and language. Mr. Smith was an exceptional teacher. He had a unique way of teaching that made even the most difficult books interesting. He often used interactive methods, like role-playing scenes from Shakespeare's plays or organizing debates about the themes in the novels we read. What really set Mr. Smith apart was his dedication to his students. He always stayed after class to help those who were struggling, and he encouraged everyone to participate in writing competitions and speech contests. He even started a school newspaper to give students a platform to improve their writing skills. Mr. Smith influenced my education in many ways. He sparked my interest in English literature, which led me to choose English as my major in university. His teaching style also showed me the importance of making learning engaging and fun, which has influenced how I approach my own studies. Thanks to him, I developed a love for reading and writing that has stayed with me to this day. Sample answer, band 8-9. The individual who has profoundly shaped my educational journey is my high school English teacher, Mr. Jonathan Smith. I had the privilege of being his student during my formative years from ages 15 to 18 in the critical period leading up to my university entrance exams. Mr. Smith was not merely a teacher, he was a true mentor and an inspiration. His approach to teaching English literature and language was nothing short of revolutionary. He had an uncanny ability to breathe life into even the most challenging texts, making Shakespeare as engaging as a modern thriller and poetry analysis as exciting as solving a complex puzzle. What truly set Mr. Smith apart was his unwavering commitment to his students' growth. He went above and beyond the call of duty, organizing after-school writing workshops, initiating a school newspaper to provide a platform for budding writers, and even arranging literary field trips to bring the works we studied to life. His innovative teaching methods, such as interactive role-playing of literary scenes and hosting heated debates on thematic elements, transformed our classroom into a vibrant hub of intellectual discourse. The impact Mr. Smith had on my education is immeasurable. He didn't just teach English. He instilled a profound love for the language and its literature that has shaped the trajectory of my academic and professional life. His passion ignited a similar fervor in me, leading me to pursue English literature at the university level. Moreover, his teaching philosophy demonstrated the power of engaging and experiential learning, an approach I've adopted in my own studies and hope to emulate in my future career as an educator. Mr. Smith's influence extended far beyond the confines of the classroom. He taught me the value of critical thinking, the importance of articulating ideas clearly and persuasively, and the joy of continuous learning. These skills have proven invaluable, not just in my academic pursuits, but in every aspect of my life. In essence, Mr. Smith didn't just shape my education, he shaped my entire worldview and approach to lifelong learning. Examiner's follow-up questions. What qualities do you think make a good mentor? How has technology changed the way we learn from others? Sample answers. Question 1, Band 6-7. I think a good mentor should be patient, knowledgeable, and supportive. They need to be able to explain things clearly and be willing to help their mentees grow. It's also important for mentors to be good listeners and give constructive feedback. Question 1, Band 8-9. In my opinion, an exemplary mentor possesses a unique blend of qualities. Foremost among these is the ability to inspire and motivate. A truly effective mentor ignites a passion for learning and growth in their mentees. Equally crucial is emotional intelligence, the capacity to understand and respond to the mentee's needs, fears, and aspirations. Furthermore, a good mentor should be highly knowledgeable in their field, yet humble enough to admit when they don't have all the answers. They should foster independence, guiding mentees to find solutions rather than simply providing them. Lastly, I believe the best mentors lead by example, embodying the principles and work ethic they aim to instill in others. Question 2, Band 6-7. Technology has really changed how we learn from others. Now we can access online courses and tutorials from experts all over the world. We can also use video calls to have face-to-face mentoring sessions with people who aren't in the same location as us. Social media and forums also let us learn from a wide range of people and their experiences. Question 2, Band 8-9. Technology has revolutionized the landscape of mentorship and learning. It has dramatically expanded our access to knowledge and expertise, transcending geographical boundaries. Online platforms and massive open online courses, MOOCs, have democratized education, allowing individuals to learn from world-renowned experts at their own pace. Virtual reality and augmented reality technologies are creating immersive learning experiences, making complex concepts more tangible and easier to grasp. Social media and professional networking sites have facilitated peer-to-peer learning on an unprecedented scale, enabling the rapid exchange of ideas and experiences. However, this technological shift also presents challenges, such as information overload and the need for digital literacy. Ultimately, while technology has undoubtedly enhanced our ability to learn from others, it's crucial to strike a balance between digital and face-to-face interactions to ensure we don't lose the irreplaceable value of personal, human connections in the learning process. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner, how has the role of mentors in education changed over the years? Candidate, I think the role of mentors has become more important over the years. In the past, students mainly learned from their teachers at school, but now, with more career options and complex skills needed for jobs, having a mentor to guide you is really helpful. Mentors can give practical advice and help students understand the real world of work better than just classroom learning. Candidate Band 8-9. The role of mentors in education has undergone a significant transformation over the years. Traditionally, mentorship was often limited to academic settings, with teachers serving as the primary mentors. However, in today's rapidly evolving job market and increasingly complex professional landscape, the scope of mentorship has expanded dramatically. Modern mentors now play a multifaceted role, bridging the gap between academic knowledge and practical, real-world skills. They provide invaluable insights into industry trends, offer networking opportunities, and help mentees navigate the complexities of their chosen fields. This shift reflects a broader recognition of the limitations of formal education alone in preparing individuals for the workforce. Furthermore, The advent of technology has revolutionized mentorship, enabling cross-border and cross-cultural mentoring relationships that were previously impossible. This has democratized access to expertise, allowing individuals from diverse backgrounds to benefit from guidance that was once reserved for a select few. However, this evolution also brings new challenges. The increased emphasis on mentorship has led to a need for more structured mentoring programs and training for mentors themselves. There's also a growing recognition of the importance of reverse mentoring, where younger individuals mentor older colleagues on topics like technology and emerging trends. In essence, while the fundamental goal of mentorship, to guide and support, remains unchanged, its scope, methods, and significance in education have expanded exponentially, reflecting the complex demands of our modern, globalized world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Profoundly shaped, ADV, V. Had a deep and significant impact. Example, his early experiences profoundly shaped his worldview. Unwavering commitment, AGI, N. Steady and dedicated devotion. Example, her unwavering commitment to the project impressed her colleagues. Ignite a passion, vis n, to spark strong enthusiasm. Example, the professor's lectures ignited a passion for physics in many students. Go above and beyond, idiom, to do more than is expected. Example, the customer service representative went above and beyond to resolve the issue. Exemplary mentor, Aj Sen, an outstanding and model guide. Example, Dr. Johnson is considered an exemplary mentor in the field of marine biology. Examiner's advice, to excel in this task and achieve a high band score. Structure your answer clearly, covering all points in the cue card. Use a wide range of vocabulary, including idiomatic expressions and academic words. Demonstrate complex grammar structures while maintaining accuracy. Elaborate on your ideas with specific examples and personal experiences. Maintain fluency throughout your response, avoiding long pauses. Show critical thinking in Part 3 by analyzing issues from multiple perspectives. Remember, practice is key to improving your IELTS speaking performance. Regularly rehearse describing influential people in your life, and don't forget to record yourself to identify areas for improvement. For more IELTS speaking tips and practice, check out our guide on how to describe a person who has influenced your professional growth and how to describe a time when you overcame a personal challenge.